Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We've got two newbies and one oldbie today. comedian Beth Stelling and chef Roy Choi and show favorite Horatio Sands are all here.
Yeah, give it up. Thanks for being here, y'all.
Thanks for having me.
I'm very excited to be here.
Everybody, you are?
Yes.
This is your third appearance on the show, Horatio?
Yes. My third, I did the show at Largo once, and this is my third, and I'm always very excited because it's like shows. I got to do it. It's a job. <You know?
laughs> It's an obligation.
It's an obligation, and it makes me feel better about getting things done.
And the lack of things you're going to get done later today.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's whenever we do one of these shows, the rest of my day, I just try to keep the calendar open. You know, because there's going to be some napping.
Take a snooze.
Yeah.
I like to get dropped off at Disneyland.
No.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Just pushed around by everybody. Just
take me straight to Disneyland after the show today.
I have a shirt that says push me around, and that's fantastic.
That's how much weed I smoked. I was, by the time I get there to Disneyland, I would need to get high again. I wouldn't be high anymore.
Disneyland.
Or I guess I'd
high.
Smoke in the car. Yeah. What?
Or you could eat brownies.
Roy Choi coming out with a controversial statement right out of the fucking gate, you guys. Disneyland is not good high? What kind of statement is that?
The energies are too polar. You know, like everyone else is not high.
I know, that's what I love
that
about
you. Know.
I love it.
I've been drunk at Universal, and that really helps.
On the Universal lot, or
no, I'm all working on the Universal weights.
Yeah, I'm working on my Universal weights. You know where they have the mummy thing when you go really fast, and they have the little fake rides there.
Do you ever use Universal? Work? This, yeah, yeah, Universal here, it's got tons of rides.
I've only been
to
Orlando.
Fun ride, too.
That's Atlanta. Actually,
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando, yeah.
Like the whole...
Yeah, the Orlando one is just, it's just an amusement park with roller coasters and stuff. When they first opened, they wanted to be like, you know, full production and have, you know, tours of the productions, which is always fascinating to drive or walk by a production. You know, it's the slowest, most boring thing.
They
act like you're going to be so, like at the Universal Studios tour, they act like it's going to be so exciting if you drive by while they're shooting an episode of, you know.
Stand there and wait.
Yeah, they've been waiting for something to happen for 30 years.
But they had all the classic movie ones, like, Jaws is gone. And my dad actually played Jaws on that ride.
Oh, yeah?
Jaws. Yeah, he was Jaws.
Dude, that's a great ride.
What does that mean?
He was shark. Jaws. He was the shark.
What should you tell people what happens with the shark?
Before mechanics.
Yeah, my dad's Jaws on the ride, Jaws, but he lost his job when they closed.
Listen, it's not going to ruin the show. It won't ruin the show. That
funny
you know
we all that, believe that.
That a human is inside the Jaws, and it's not a real Jaws.
No, it's not. But it was never scary. Did you ride it?
Oh, yeah, I saw it lots of times.
I was a little frightened.
In Orlando, it's a separate ride where you just ride around and Jaws things happen.
Yes.
And in California, at Universal City, it's the tram ride, the tour of the whole place. Mm. Yeah. At one point, goes through the area where Jaws takes place, and you know, and then the tour guide has to be like,
shit goes wrong.
Yeah. A lot of stuff has happened here. Uh-oh. Wow, speaking of, I totally forgot that we have to get high.
Oh, God.
And it's 19 minutes after the hour, which means that it's, where is it 4:20 on this particular episode?
In Chicago.
No. Is it? Yes.
Texas.
Yes. Yes, it's the central time zone. Is celebrating 4:20 with us. So everybody just pick up a lighter and a pipe.
What are they all
of your choosing?
I like this because it looks like a microphone.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a
inside it.
Yeah, Chameleon Glass made that for me. It even has my name inside that little bubble on the side there. It says Doug.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that fancy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a lot of the stuff on this table, including the Lebowski pipe.
I like that.
Which is we're having a hard time keeping it clean.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was gonna put
this
my
kind of this hole right here. What does that remind you of? I'm thinking like aging porn star.
A bad wiper.
A bad wiper. I'm getting so disgusted by Charmin commercials, by the way. Oh, we gotta smoke, you guys.
Can I just let's say this looks like, quick. Remember Powder? Maybe it's Powder's asshole.
Oh yeah, yeah. That albino guy.
Albino guy.
Mm-hmm. I was so pale growing up. My sister's calling me Powder.
Oh.
What's in here?
Your dad was Jaws and you were Powder?
We're a famous family. Okay.
A family of misunderstood characters.
I know.
What a wonderful device.
Throughout the history of cinema.
This is on the front.
Chad's from Make-A-Wish Foundation. His one dream was to watch us get high and stream.
I thought my lips were going to leave more of a mark on that.
Oh, no, you did a good job there.
Thank you.
Of not leaving a mark. Beth, you're going to be in the upcoming season of The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail.
Yeah, you know that.
Jonah's been on this show. Kumail won't do it.
Why?
Family. Oh. Is his excuse.
Oh, God.
My family will see it.
They're going to die anyway.
But that show's going to be on Comedy Central.
Yes.
And you're going to be in Atlanta at the Laughing Skull Lounge in
That's
a couple
why
weeks.
That's chose this little skull.
Next week, Not April really. 30th to May 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Stelling on Twitter, at Beth Stelling.
I'll be live at the Black Cock. So I chose this.
Later tonight. Later tonight. Yeah, I'll be there. Have you done Laughing Skull?
Yes. It's very nice, intimate space, the Laughing Skull. Yeah. You do lots of shows. You do like two shows a night because they can only get 70 people in per show. It's very intimate. It's like when you go see close-up magic. It's like close-up comedy.
Okay.
Roy is opening up a restaurant, Horatio, that I think you and I will be lunching at frequently.
Oh, it's, yeah. Let me hear about it.
I'll tell you. It's called, the restaurant is called Pot.
Ooh.
And he's in. And so you want to follow Eat at Pot on Twitter.
Eat at Pot.
Eat at Pot and go to eatatpot.com and tell us about what we can expect to eat at Pot.
Well, it's already open.
It's open.
Yeah, it's open.
Oh, okay.
And we have hot pots.
Oh, you're going to open a second one? Why did I misunderstand the story? How long's Pot been open?
About a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what do they have there? What do you have there?
We got hot pots, and we got pot, and we got barbecue, and anything you want to eat, stone, is there. Cookies.
But you don't provide the weed.
No, we don't, but enough people that come do have weed with them.
Okay, yeah. So
you just have to ask the table. It's like passing the salt, you know?
So it's a pot-friendly environment while you're eating?
Sure, why not?
I can tell you lots of reasons why not. But I love it. That's a great a great thing. Where are you located?
Koreatown.
Okay.
Wait, when you say pot-friendly, what do you mean?
Like he's saying, like if you just want to whip some out and have a hit while you're enjoying your meal.
Oh.
Not just vapes.
Really, you know, like you can do anything. You can do anything.
That's okay.
If we get in trouble, we get in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Then
I see. Trouble.
You can do anything as long as you're willing to get
you
in trouble.
You can whip your dick out. Nobody sees it. Oh, I'm not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You live,
it's like
live
if your dick falls in the woods, it doesn't make a sound.
Then your dick's not big enough.
No, it's not. Excellent point. Have you met my monkey friend? This is our onset monkey. We never gave him a name, did we? But yeah, here, hang on to him for a second. Tell me what you think of him.
I'm surprised about how heavy it is.
Bam! Hashtag heavy monkey. We're back. For weeks, people would not say that thing's heavy, but that's the first thing you should say when holding it, is that that's heavy. It's a heavy monkey.
It's metal.
Yeah. It's a heavy metal
monkey.
Are you
already done with it?
I want to still play with it.
Give it away.
Be careful trying to light it, though, because the flame just strangely comes out of the top of his head.
Okay.
but you gotta crank one of his arms.
Ooh. I feel like this is something my boyfriend in high school got me. Also, one of the, he got me a Statue of Liberty where you press the boob and then the flame goes. I lost it.
He really got you that?
Yeah, so sweet.
I had one that was a rim.
Like a
from a car. Oh. A lighter that was a rim, like a pimped out rim that you could spin. You know, you could spin the outside of it.
Uh-huh.
And it would always burn my hand.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because it was like just a hole in the middle of a rim. Like, which way do I...
flawed. It was flawed, but you know. They were a genius.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, that's how I feel about the heavy monkey. Is I just think it's not a good...
No.
You know, like, you're just messing with it. Like, I've had people, like, looking at it like this when they finally hit pay dirt and make it go.
Like your bangs on fire. Like, oh, you guys don't have bangs. You never had to worry about that. We always had a candle on our sink, and me and my sister would wash our face, and my sister lit her bangs on fire.
Oh,
they already look like poop.
I've lit my facial hair on fire trying to light a joint off a stove.
Oh, so you have. Yeah, so
yeah.
You do it.
Yeah.
That's a classic move.
Have you had more than this?
I've had a lot more than this, yeah.
Now
it's just trying to light.
Now it's just the weirdest combination of... having and not having facial hair.
It's a nice little stubble.
Is that
right,
you?
It's just stubbly. That's supposed to be me, yes.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah. You might want to change to a different pipe. The this Batman one's really cool. And see the little Batman logo on the side there?
Is it just a little thing?
Those are so that you don't burn your face when you have a roach.
People care about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they care.
They do.
We never have roaches on the show, though, because we only smoke joints if somebody actually rolls joints. Did any of you roll joints?
No.
I did.
Easy body.
I didn't roll. I stuffed a cone. Should we do that?
Let's do it, sure.
Stuffing a cone.
Yeah, right? Sounds really dirty.
Yeah.
Stuffing a cone is like when...
I got my cone stuffed.
Well, let me show this nice...
With her
this is my nice setup.
Spread that rumor.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Oh, wow. You did those?
I did these. Well, it's like I said, I stuffed cones.
Okay.
You know, so it's easy.
Yeah.
And this one came from the dispensary. By the way, I went to the dispensary and I got you the strongest thing they had. And it's something called Bugatti OG.
Whoa.
But, you know, they had it's like 30.9. Shade C level. Or 32, actually. 32.9.
Oh, and it's an indica.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have on the table today? The sativa today is Kushberry, and the indica is Hardcore OG. So you think this Bugatti is more intense than the Hardcore OG?
I think so.
Wow. I'll try it. I'll put the two indicas that we have together.
Say, why are you making that sound?
I'm whispering back here. I thought it was a pipe too, but it was a bomb.
Got a little water in there.
Oh yeah, it's got water in it. I should tell people that when they pick it up. But
so what are you putting in there now?
I'm
the
stupid.
One that Horatio gifted you?
Yeah, plus the indica that was already in here.
Happy
honey. Yeah, I got two different kinds of indica in here now in our crazy
mixed.
Hong Kong Funi. Is what this is called. But yeah, let's light up one of your cones, man. You went to the trouble. Oh, there it is.
Right there.
Seriously, no, let's light one of these up.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's like a James Bond ball.
That was like a science
that was a moment
experiment.
Shaking, right,
not stirred.
Yeah. It's very elegant. I feel very classy, like I should have my tuxedo on. You want to try it?
No. Absolutely not. Yeah. This is for real. I added
that
up my pussy.
Tastes good.
I hope this is why my mom's watching, actually. That's why my family's okay with me doing this.
That's good. Yeah, you got to do something more embarrassing than smoking weed.
Right.
That cancels out the smoking weed part.
Exactly.
They're just shocked about all
that. I ever did that.
They're just shocked about the pussy talk.
Sure. And most people are these.
How could you do that on the internet?
What is that?
I almost call this television.
That's all that is?
It's called Poke Bowl because you take a pipe and you, when you want to clear a pipe, you go like that.
Wow.
And then this stuff's rubber in the bottom, so it just it all pours right out.
You should serve the light.
So I also use it as the set ashtray.
You look like you're smoking a big pipe, like an English pipe.
Right, it's like Sherlock Holmes.
Did you pluralize that?
Sherlock's. Yeah. It's like Sherlock Holmes.
I don't want to eat food.
It's like something you'd see laying around in Sherlock Holmes. It's what Sherlock would have in his den. In Sherlock's home.
Sherlock's.
Yeah, I'll finish this thing
Let's
off.
Let's work on the case
I'll
tomorrow.
Get it done.
You're the best, yeah.
Get it done. Let's talk high history a little bit. Beth.
Okay.
How'd you get into it?
I date potheads. I smoke less. I date potheads more than I smoke.
Oh, so you end up like, it's just fun to...
Right.
It's just the type of person you gravitate towards. Somebody's just getting high all the time. And so you do it too while you're with them.
Yeah, they can't leave if they're already gone, Doug.
But you don't, but you don't need it super bad when you don't have it? Like you don't jones for it?
I don't.
That's good.
I mean, I just had enough experiences over the years. I feel like the first time I smoked was hotboxing in a car with older sisters, and we were gonna go visit her at college, and I was with the ones that hung around the hometown, and then we were going to visit my sister at her college, and I came along, and they're like, let's hotbox it, and I was like, what's that? And then it was happening.
Next thing you knew, this was in your pussy.
Yep. Speaking of pot history, this is now an heirloom.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever hotboxed a hot box?
Put your head in the box while you're hotboxing.
Hot box it.
Why are you blowing pot into me?
Roy, what's your first time story? Do you have a first time story?
It's not really a story, but I remember when it was. It was, I think, 16. It was 16. There was Black Sabbath somewhere playing. It was at a house, and it just, you know, it happened. I just looked over, there was a joint. And
were you already a cook? Were you already a chef at that?
No, I was a high school student.
At that point, you were just in high school. People start young, yeah.
I was gonna say, that is a good question.
When did you get into cooking? When does that kick in? So you've been high for a few years before you thought.
Well, I've been high for a lot of years.
That's gonna be my life and what I do.
About 10 years, I was high. And then started cooking, and then I had knives in my hand. And that was it.
And you're all right with, you find that being high while you're cooking is, you're focused and it's not dangerous?
There is danger involved if you're high when you're cooking, so yeah.
But just cooking in general is, you're around a lot of fire and stuff.
Your timing's a little off, you know, because everyone else around you, cooking is, you have to be a team, so I guess a lot like improv comedy, you got to play off each other. And if you're the only one stoned, you're on a different rhythm, so it's kind of hard.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, one time I got
and it gets pretty intense.
And I had a cell phone in it. I'm like, this is cool. Because it lets me light joints up in here. But it's like, it depends. But we're going to eat some of your food, right?
I believe so. I brought it. They took it from me. I brought burritos.
They took it from
me.
We took it. I have a very strict no food on set policy because I would eat all of it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm really high. And if food's just sitting there,
how do you not gonna have get some. 400 pounds?
I
gain.
Do stuff like, I make rules like don't have any food on the show.
Have self-control.
Yeah. No, it's funny. For a fat guy, I actually work out quite a bit, you know? I'd be a ton fatter. I'd be a lot fatter if I didn't exercise and stuff.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
So you work out a lot.
A lot, yeah.
What do you do?
I mean,
stay fit.
More than you'd think.
More than you'd think somebody in my shape does. Like the little kids that get all pumped up. Like their dad makes them get pumped up when they're like 11.
All right, we'll see what the food situation is here while we go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back, you guys. Everyone at Getting Dug with High loves smoking weed. But you know what we don't like smoking?
cigarettes. They smell like shit. They taste like shit. They're expensive. And we all know about the health effects of tobacco. If you're still stuck on cigarettes, you should switch to something better. Vaporfy has a huge variety of e-cigarettes and vaporizers available for you, from Cigalikes for beginners to their exclusive Vox 50 MODA2 for the connoisseuring Cloud Chaser. You can even create your own custom vape kit and build the perfect personalized puffer. They also have the Orbit, which is a dry herb vapor pen that is built for extended high volume discreet use. Modeled here by Magician Gabe. Vaporfy has over 30,000 flavor combos of e-liquid and vape juice, all 100% made in the USA and FDA registered labs using better than food grade ingredients. You can even create your own custom blend by combining up to 3 different flavors, which they will mix for you. So stop with the cigarettes, people. Check out vaporfy.com/Doug and you'll get 10% off your order of any of their e-cigs, juices, or the Orbit. That's Vaporfy, vaporfy.com/Doug. Make the switch today. Yeah, you guys, make the switch. Shout out to North Dakota, because the last episode that we did, North Dakota was the state with the most viewers per capita.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good for them, North Dakota.
North Dakota is like your France. Jerry Lewis is France.
For that week, we've been tracking this for like 4 weeks now. It's been a different state that wins each week. So it's very exciting contest because people have a lot of state pride. Let's do some pot topics, you guys. According to a poll from CBS News, a majority of Americans, 53%, now support the legalization of recreational, like flat out, like just for fun. That they even have to make laws around something like this. Like, it's going to be okay to have fun. but like other polls have also found a very similar number. So it seems pretty consistent. And that 51% of people think that alcohol is more dangerous than marijuana. Only 12% believe marijuana is a more high risk drug, which is...
Which is
people are so silly.
Yes.
They don't
take it from an alcoholic.
Have any idea.
This is much better.
I definitely have an issue with drinking and an issue with marijuana, and I'd say the marijuana one never leads to me, you know, missing something the next day.
Right.
You know, or being in terrible pain, bad hangover all day the next day, you know. But I do like both still.
Or being
pantsless. We'll do a special getting Doug with drunk episode.
Please, I'll do that point. With you. I'll do that with you.
We'll
then we can
get,
go right
we'll
into
just
rehab.
Get hammered. Yeah. Finally, one last hurrah.
Raj and Doug go to rehab.
Rehab. I like it.
Oh, I'm Raj sometimes.
Those guys, that's what people call him. Raj.
What is it? Raj?
Mm-hmm. Raj.
Where's
short
that come
for
from?
Horatio.
Oh.
It's not really. It's it's something I made
Horatio.
Up as a child.
Horatio.
Yeah. I called myself Roger after Roger Healy from Genie.
I Dream of Genie, yes.
And so then that stuck, and then eventually people thought I was maybe Indian, so they'd be like, Raj. Come help us out with this improv scene.
But you never have gone that extra step of your name in the credits of a movie is Horatio Raj. Oh, no. Sam.
The quotations alone are not worth it.
Like Mr. T.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody can hear that little bell on Quincy's neck.
Little cat dog.
Cat dog?
I thought it was a cat on his lap at first, then it's a dog.
It's a cat dog. Quincy the cat dog.
I love that cartoon.
Look at him.
What if the camera just cut to a guy naked lying face down?
He was on Getting Drunk with Doug. Wait,
I forgot that you have some Roy Choi food in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, we should check that out.
I'm going to present it nice.
Yeah. I want you to
Tell us what it is.
I've been told this is a burrito. What kind of burrito is this?
It's a Kogi short rib burrito.
Kogi.
Kogi short rib.
What's Kogi?
It's a taco truck. I sell tacos.
Oh, wait, so you do have a truck too.
That's what it is. He had a truck, now he's got a restaurant, but also you were, you're kind of like credited with starting the whole truck revolution.
Well, we started as a village, like, you know, it took all of us, and with Twitter.
You were there at the beginning, though.
The beginning, but it's like straight up soul of LA, you know, it's crazy.
Let me see if I could cram it in my mouth. Yeah.
What's inside that burrito?
I feel like it's a sin that I didn't know that.
There's a Korean barbecue short rib, onions, lime, cilantro, salsa roja, and then a cabbage slaw.
Excellent.
Nibble, nibble.
Now, I'm going to do this for people at home who want to Photoshop a giant penis in here. Okay, right here, so. All right, let's take it.
Don't give him that idea.
Oh, I want some.
Maybe they'll Photoshop a bong in there instead, which would be silly when you're sitting here.
How is it?
It's delicious.
I'm so excited. Mm,
it's very good.
I'm sure it's really good. That sounds amazing. And what's that's like
that's a Kogi burrito.
Dude. This is the classic.
Yeah, right there.
And that's the size that's just like a regular?
Yeah.
And that's the size you serve off the truck as well?
Mm-hmm.
It's big.
You eat that and maybe like one or two tacos. You're straight.
That and one or two tacos?
Yeah.
Just
You do smoke weed before you sit down to eat.
Well, I do.
Holy
so
crap.
So can I share this? Maybe cut my...
There's more over there. I just didn't want it to become all of us sitting around eating thing, you know? I wanted you to show off. I wanted to show off his food and how delicious it is, but... I got another program we can come These on called Dining with Doug and Karen. Oh my God, they're heavy. So heavy.
They're like the monkey.
Hashtag heavy burrito.
The monkey.
Do you want this?
Oh my God, that's heavy. Do I need this or want it?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is, you know, we got a...
You put it in your lap so you don't spill.
We got a bin for, do you call it?
Wow.
Recyclables.
It looks so good.
Yeah, go ahead and have some.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as a couple of people are sitting out in the... You know, just talking and smoking, which reminds me, I should hit something.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a break here.
I'll
do it. You burrito. You burrito me, weedo. there's a pot topic underneath my cup. Here we go.
Why is that so funny to me?
I don't know.
Okay.
The DEA had resigned. Yeah, and people are excited about that in advocacy legalization circles because this person, Michelle Lionheart, it's Leonhart, but either way, it's a silly name. Either way, she...
Is she American Indian?
I don't know what she is. I just know that she's got a heart of Leon. And
what's that band's dad?
she was really anti, she didn't want to move marijuana out of the Schedule 1 status and to Schedule 2, 3, or how about, why don't they just call it a plant? You know?
That bitch need to get laid.
Yeah, so she's out now. She's getting laid somewhere.
Afraid to swallow on the show.
Her replacement's not been decided, but I'm hoping her replacement is named Snoop.
Hold on.
This is a bong of your face? That's a joint holder.
That's a yellow roach holder.
So you'd be kissing them.
Ew.
Like this.
Would it fit through?
I was like, where is this gonna, how long is everybody here and everybody watching at home gonna watch that happen?
It's a pretty long time.
How long is he gonna keep pushing that thing into my little face?
Well, it's usually how long it takes me.
Dude, that Debbie Downer sketch where you and Jimmy are laughing and with Lindsay Lohan at Disney World. It's one of the funniest things of all time because it's a funny sketch. If it had gone off without anybody giggling, it would have been a hilarious sketch. But then that just took it to another level, especially watching Debbie Downer herself fucking have to deal. Because she was really fucked. Because she had to, like, she really had to not laugh. She's Debbie Downer.
Right. Yeah. That's
there's no character ever. Like, even Alex Trebek could laugh at some stupid thing on that sketch. But Debbie Downer can't laugh at something somebody says.
Because she's Debbie
Unless
Downer.
She says something, if somebody says smallpox or something, she can laugh about something terrible, I guess.
I think it's the funnest thing I've ever done. I think, I actually tell people, if you're thinking of committing suicide,
watch that goddamn sketch.
And then call Suicide Hotline.
If you still are suicidal after that sketch, so that doesn't give you a reason to live.
That just sounded like I have a bunch of people going up to me, like, wanting to kill themselves.
It's so funny.
Another one. All those, okay, listen.
Yeah.
Debbie Downer, YouTube, okay?
Step one.
I love that the Disneyland walk around characters are all standing around in the background of that scene. The whole thing is so funny to me. What's your favorite SNL sketch, Roy?
I don't watch it, man.
I didn't mean to throw a hardball question at you like that.
I'm in the kitchen. I don't watch it.
Right. You were like in a food truck. They say that the movie Chef is inspired by you. The Jon Favreau is based on you.
It's not based on me, but I worked on it with him, and he wrote the script in his own creativity.
Yeah.
And then it brought us together.
Yeah, he wrote the script. Mm-hmm. Interior, truck, day, I'm cooking. Good script, John. Can't wait to see the next page. It's a great movie, it's kind of story free. Like the
how did this inspire Cowboys and Aliens? Is what I'm wondering.
Was it and Aliens or versus Aliens?
I think it was versus.
I don't think the Cowboys and the Aliens were immediately cool.
Maybe
each
they
other.
Should have been
Cowboys
ampersand Aliens. It's like Will and Grace. The Cowboys and Aliens share an apartment.
I didn't see that.
So your restaurant's Pot.
Yes.
Where is it?
It's in Koreatown.
No, you said that. That's right.
I know, I did.
What's the street, Addy?
Wilshire Boulevard in Normandy.
In Normandy.
Wilshire, Normandy. I gotta do that. Lunch and dinner?
Yeah. We have a greenhouse too.
What?
Upstairs that you eat in. You eat nothing but vegetables and fruits. It's kind of cool.
Damn.
That's all you eat in there?
Yeah.
If you go in there, if you eat in the rest of the restaurant, you can have anything else you want.
Yeah.
But up there, it's just vegetables and fruits.
Is it open to the public?
Yeah.
I want to go.
Okay, come on.
I gotta go eat your fruits and veggies.
I don't know what's going on out in the office out there, but it sounds like an insurrection or something.
Gary McGuire.
Sounds like a rumble.
Yeah.
They let OJ out.
How crazy would it be if people go that nuts over that news?
I like to sponsor OJ's ride from the prison when he gets out. I like to give him some money and put something on the car that he's driving out of prison.
Is he getting out?
Maybe help him with a Kickstarter campaign. He's got to get out before he dies, right? I mean,
no. I think they're saying
they didn't give him life, did they? It was just robbery.
He'll get something. He'll do
something. At gunpoint or something. What?
I think they were like, yeah, we did mess up before, so we're gonna get you.
I don't
this time.
Think you can say it that way. Well, like if you're a judge or whatever.
You're not.
We blew it that last time, so I'm sentencing you to life in prison for stealing some gum.
Yeah.
Do some fucking sweet ass rivers.
What do I do with the ashes of this?
In this little tropical fish.
He loves to eat them all.
Oh yeah, I missed.
Oh, sorry, you're doing
that. Hello, my name is Pokemon. Put it in me, anything. Let me move this. Farmer Dave gave us this. I don't know what it is, but it's on the table.
That? Does it say something on the front?
I think it's supposed to bring good luck or something.
Ooh. Not a coaster.
But not if you hold it. It's death is what it brings to the table. If you have it in this little holder,
it looks like a Plinko chip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a big Plinko chip, or a regular size Plinko chip.
This is a Plinko chip, goddammit. Welcome to Price is Right.
I forgot how big the set was on Price is Right.
Never this big.
Drew Carey mentioned this show, Getting Dug High, on the Late Late Show to Larry King. He was telling Larry King he should be on. Yeah, and Larry King was like,
that's what he did.
Yeah, that was his response. So we're hoping that was a yes.
I saw Larry King at the Dodgers game last week, and I couldn't think of his name. And he's just like right here, and I just go, hey, hey. And he goes, hi. And then he walked away. But I couldn't think of his name until after he left. But he was nice.
Where was this, at the Dodger game?
Yeah.
Did you have like a name that was spinning around? You know how like you have something close? Like
no
you're
clue.
Like.
There was nothing, I just go.
Like you're like, hey, is that Larry Crowe?
I loved you in that movie.
I bet you people call him Larry Crown sometimes. And I bet you people say, Tom Hanks, I loved Larry King. I bet you both of those have happened. People are just silly.
I mean, yeah, sometimes people will be like, I saw you like talking about Boat Trip, they'll be like, damn, that's a funny program. So people still have like confusion about
what it was.
If something's a movie or a TV show.
Right.
So yeah, people get confused about things.
It's only gonna get worse now with Hulu and Netflix and YouTube, and it's shows all over the place.
Yeah, and
the
also
shows happening everywhere.
I know how you used to worry about being on TV or being on a program.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what if I fuck it up and people look at it? I think now people don't look back too much, too far. You know, so.
Well, no, there's so much of it.
Yeah.
It all still exists, though.
It's almost. Yeah.
Anything you're embarrassed by is still out there, but how much exposure it gets just depends on.
If I kill someone.
What you're up to. Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, when something happens to you, then people look everything up.
It's almost safer to be on TV.
When I help.
People aren't going to watch those. They can't go back and watch them. I mean, DVR, I guess, but.
Yeah.
If it's on the internet, you just search that.
Yeah, this is, we're fucked with this show.
Well, listen.
This isn't going anywhere.
When they take over, when they make it legal again, do we have to have an underground railroad of weed?
Underground pot show. Underground pot restaurant.
Yes.
Underground pot comedy club. We'll do some pot improv.
Mm-hmm.
Louis C.K. was going off about on Howard Stern about how he saw a group of improvisers who were all high do improv, and he says they were terrible because they were high. And I was like, I wasn't there, but you know, I was listening to it, and I said this out loud.
I know what's coming.
You're not watching the right high improvisers. And the best ones at it, a lot of people probably don't even know they're high. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think... Well, I think it could have been any group you watched. Or, you know, there's a good chance they're going to be terrible. It's improv.
The lead don't matter.
So I'd be like, yeah, man, maybe they're fucking sucky anyway. But I mean, it does certainly not. It certainly helps to not smoke a few hours before a show, personally.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, that's helpful.
I try not to.
Yeah, that'll keep you a little sharper. You know. He was just being very negative about marijuana. I can't stand.
Come on.
I can't stand for it.
Come on, Louis.
Come
Show
on,
the
man.
Fuck up, bro. Me, you talking person to person.
Camera right there.
Don't forget, in the UK, the CISTA. You know what CISTA stands for? CISTA. CISTA.
No.
Cannabis is safer than alcohol.
True.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole party named CISTA in the UK that is standing at the 2015 general election Thursday, May 7th. So people have to remember over there to support CISTA on May 7th. Because they're trying to, they're campaigning on just one issue, and that's to,
Well, drinking is a problem, a big problem.
Make
there.
Medical and recreational marijuana, legal.
It's kind of like the suffrage movement, in the old days. Try to get alcohol banned because just dudes get mean and beat them up. But I think maybe in England, there's a big culture of getting drunk after work and accidents happening at a certain hour because everyone, when the pubs close.
Yeah.
So they had to change the time the pubs close. So maybe this is more of that. Like, let's switch.
Yeah.
Our shit.
Yeah. Oh, I think it'd be smart everywhere. It's not, Colorado's definitely shown us that after a year of legalization there, things haven't gone, crazy. We gotta go to another break, you guys. We'll be right back with more of Girls Don't Wire Hanger. We'll see you in a few.
You know how I like power bars?
Yeah.
The thing is, they're really expensive. So I started making my own at home.
That's correct.
Yeah. But the cinnamon is really tricky. I always add too much cinnamon or not enough cinnamon.
Can't even imagine what that's like.
And I've been a fool and I've been blind.
That's the perfect amount of cinnamon.
Really?
I can see no way.
Don't drink the sulfuric acid.
I'm always dragging that horse around. Our love has pastured such a mournful sound. Tonight I'm gonna bury that horse in the ground. So I'd like to keep my issues drawn.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm a millionaire.
You know, this is the first week in a long time I haven't gotten into a fistfight.
Roy, Binge420 has a question on Twitter for you.
Yeah, for me?
For Roy.
Oh. Not all of you.
He can answer.
Did you think I said
answer for me, though?
Raj?
Yeah.
Let me just say that this kid, Everett P., wants me to smoke from this bong.
Oh, so okay.
Let
you got to do that for the kid, right?
Yeah, do it for
is
the
is another
kids.
Dying one?
another dying one.
And then he's like, please. I'm going to kill myself if you don't smoke from this
bong. Dying wish that you smoke that.
What did I just tell you to do?
Roy, is pot ever going to be, is the restaurant ever going to have canna-infused food?
When California legalizes it, for sure.
That's kind of while I like it in theory, I'd rather get really high on smoking weed and then eat a great meal rather than eat a great meal that has weed in it. Because
yes.
that's just going to make you hungry more. And so now you're going to be hungry after having already had some great food. So it doesn't seem right to me. But some people just want to go apeshit 24/7. Yeah. I mean, the guy's name on Twitter is Binge420. So he's going to be first in line when it's legalized and you put it in the food.
But that's a whole new thing, though, is having people come, they think they wouldn't want to try that for the first time and then come to the restaurant. And then you have people losing their damn minds in your restaurant trying weed food for the first time. That seems like a bad idea.
Well, that's the thing, is they won't lose their damn minds until they get home.
Okay.
You know, because that's the other get thing about eating it in food is you're going to just kind of be in the restaurant eating, oh, that was a good meal.
And go home.
Oh, let's see what happens. And then a little while later, you get fucking hella high. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Horatio Zamone114. Wants to know, who was your favorite host while you were at SNL? Did you have a favorite?
I really loved when the old guys came back. So probably Bill Murray. As far as non-SNL people, I had Xena the Warrior Princess was really nice.
Ooh.
And Lucy Liu was cool.
Lucy Lawless?
Lucy Lawless.
And also a good sport, right? I remember her being a decent host when she was on.
She was very good, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, Bill Murray being at the show and me being there was incredible, fun.
Right, that's just got to be like, that's beyond your wildest dreams.
Right.
To be on SNL and then to be on with him, that's just absolutely amazing. That reunion that reunion thing must have been.
It ruined me. I never wanted to be funny afterwards.
How crazy was that reunion thing being there for that?
That was great. And we were talking about, the problem is I missed a lot of the party because people kept asking me to go out and get him high.
Oh.
Which was good for me socially. Yeah, but also I missed, I think I missed.
You were the go-to.
I miss Miley.
Oh no!
I mean, you know,
and you
but
probably
I
missed something else while you were getting Miley high later. let's now that you guys are good and high, let's have you enjoy a magic trip trick because it's game time.
Hey guys.
Hi. Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Hi. You mind helping me first, Roy?
Sure.
All right, pick a card, any card.
All right.
Memorize it, show it around, show it to the camera.
Can I see it?
Yeah, of course.
Chad, we should take the plane out tonight.
All right, place it back here anytime. All right.
I forgot what it was. You know it, right?
We'll see it soon.
I kind of know it.
Okay.
Yeah, I
know. Okay.
Wait, do I have to be involved?
No. You will in a second. You will in a second, Rob.
Stop here. I'll have my own
right,
stuff
Beth,
going out here.
Just cast a shadow over the deck, if you don't mind.
Brilliant. Oh, wait, okay.
So anything works.
This
check
is like
out. What
an
you
Eskimo.
Did actually, one card changes color.
I turned it black. Black.
Queen of Clubs. All right, Roy, put your hand out if you don't mind. It's not quite over. I'll take that card, right. Place it here. Put your other hand with the joint on top. Raj, do me a favor.
Yes,
someone
sir.
Want to stop anytime?
Stop.
Okay, take a look at that card.
All right.
Show it around. Show it to the camera. And Beth, one more shadow. All right. Once again, one card only. So do you see a black card?
No.
I think there's only one black card here.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
That's some devil shit right there.
Yeah.
I don't care for that. But you know what I do like? I do like this. What is this that I'm eating, Roy?
That's a devil's cake.
Oh. What's going on top here?
Crunched like Butterfinger stuff, style like
you know what I
nougat.
What is?
And then
wait,
yeah, and then what are these candy tapioca. Bars? That like
sriracha candy.
Speaking
bars.
Of Bill Murray, here's a quick scene from Caddyshack. No big deal. No big deal.
Mm. I definitely shit in the pool as a kid. I shut down my grandma's retirement home.
Oh,
just
no.
The pool for the day, yeah. I let her rip. In her pool.
Well, someone had to be like, someone shit in the pool, so we have to close it down for a couple days.
Yeah.
And all the old people were sad that mm-hmm. they liked to swim.
Yeah.
It was their only release in life.
I'm going to be doing Doug Loves Movies at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard this Saturday. Isn't that delicious?
Holy shit.
This Saturday, 4:20. And I'm going to be at the Gramercy mm-hmm. Theater doing Doug Loves Movies on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, April 28th. And I'm doing stand-up in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Thursday, May 7th, and in Pensacola, Florida on Thursday, May 14th. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates and deets. How amazing is that?
This is actually
it's so
incredible.
Incredibly delicious.
Where are you in Fort Wayne? Just
Fort Wayne, I'm at the International Grand Ballroom
Ooh,
or something like that.
That sounds fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's,
that's where the Kennedys
it's
were
too
married.
Vegas. I think it's like 600 seats and we sold like 200. So it'll be an intimate evening in a giant space with
stop.
Me on May 7th in Fort Wayne. Yeah, that's really, really
can't
good. Yeah, I'm not, I just wanted to taste it. I'm off of sugar, but I couldn't resist.
I am too.
At least giving it a try.
Right, yeah.
It's so good.
It's wonderful.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It really is.
Get your mugs, t-shirts, blue cards. We'll send people, we'll put a stamp on one of these and send it to them if they want it, if they want to pay for it.
Oh, let's
How
do
much
this
does
for
that go for
too.
Now? It's like $17.
This will make it easier for Photoshop.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag cards for high manatee. Don't do that. Go to bit.ly/DougMerch. Bit.ly. Thank you to my guests. What a fun afternoon we've had. Chatting and chewing with Horatio Sanz, Roy Choi, and Beth Stelling. Look for them all on Twitter and all the things that they do. You didn't have any plugs on your plugs card, Horatio.
Oh, the Hooray Show. The word hooray and show podcast.
That's great.
Yeah, right?
Good idea.
Thanks.
Yeah, because people don't call him Raj, call him Hooray. Hooray, Horatio Raj is here. And the next show we're going to do here is probably going to be on Saturday, May 2nd. So look at YouTube for the confirmation of that date, and I'll tweet about it when I know for sure. But sometime on Saturday, May 2nd, probably around 1:15 Pacific time, probably, maybe. See you then.